प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर शिव सद गौर भक्त वृंद
द्वैत गदाधर शिवा साधि गौर भक्त वृंद
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
message that I'd like to communicate is that everyone is welcome here, and of course everyone knows the significance of 26 Second Avenue, that this is the beginning of Prabhupada's official preaching in the West. So in either directly or indirectly, most of us here have some sentiment or have some kind of indebtedness to this place, 26 Second Avenue, and we thank everyone for coming here and for giving your association to all of us who regularly come here.
I want to hear something.
Yes, please.
How
Maharaj,
he started here?
Especially we. Sorry.
He started here and how he came.
How Srila Prabhupada
yes.
started.
I
yes.
think that you are from beginning.
Dayananda Prabhu.
No, yeah. I'm not. Of course, in 1965, and he was staying with some people and giving lectures in various places, and then he came to New York. He continued to give lectures in various places with no fixed place. So he had to tolerate a very uncomfortable situation in one apartment, living with only some young people, and one of these people was crazy. So it was very uncomfortable, difficult situation. then he had some followers, some young men, and they were not very serious, but he requested them, please help me to find a place. So two of them especially took this seriously, that we can't subject.
Who were they?
Carl Jurgens and Michael Grant. That's Mukunda Goswami now. He is Mukunda Goswami. Carl Jurgens is not associated anymore with devotees, but he was initiated. What is his name? He took the initiation, but so these two helped Prabhupada, and Mukunda found this place, and there was also a residence, an apartment in the across this courtyard here. So together the two places then became the official place for Prabhupada to preach. Then in the beginning,
this was for residence or his cooking and or there. Preaching?
Cooking was in the residence.
Just across
here. Here he used to do kirtan and harikatha.
Yes, harikatha and prachar, yes, exactly. And students were not very serious. Prabhupada then was cooking in his apartment and also cleaning up after these young students were coming. And taking prasad in the middle of the day. Some of them were just loitering, they had nothing to do, no occupation. And so they were coming regularly just to take prasad from Swamiji. Then he was giving in the evening and the morning classes here in this place. So more people were coming to the classes, and then a few who later became more serious, they were taking prasad with Swamiji at midday. So gradually, Prabhupada taught them how to clean the pots, how to cook prasad, how to do everything, lead sankirtan, how to manage the finances, how to administrate the mandir. So in this way, Prabhupada actually began with very little. Nothing, only some raw material. So then he began also Back to Godhead magazine, as Maharaj said, and it was printed in a very crude manner, just here in this center. They used to print this and then go on the street and distribute the magazine. Then at some point they also began to go to the nearby park, about 8-10 blocks away, and have some kirtan on Sundays or on special days in the park. Oh yes, Fountain Square Park. Then, Charter, yes, yes, the incorporation, yes. The so then in July, after a few months, Prabhupada wanted to incorporate the society as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And some devotees, they were embarrassed because they said, Swamiji has called it international, but actually we have only one center. So they were embarrassed. Then, after some months, again, then in December, Prabhupada went to West Coast, to San Francisco, and began there. Then, constantly, Prabhupada was preaching open temples, if anybody came who was serious, he said, I want 108 temples. So then, if somebody was serious or senior, he said, you please go to this place. Somebody would write a letter to Prabhupada, this Vancouver, Canada, Los Angeles, San Diego. Some they're suggesting that this is a good place. Then Prabhupada would see somebody and say, you go, you go, you go. So that in this way, centers began in various places. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj, you please.
You can tell something because you are so sincere.
Yes.
And you have sat, so I want to.
Jnanam Simirandasya Jnanam Jana Salapaya Chapsurunyavitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Panchakalpa Sarupyasya Kripasin Gugevacha Pachikanam Avanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So I joined in October of 1966 and I met Srila Prabhupada at that famous tree in Tompkins Square Park. And then some stranger invited me to the temple here. And right at that corner of the temple, somebody handed me a chapati. And as I was eating it and thinking how intoxicating this tasted, I overheard two brahmacharis speaking. One was saying to the other that Swamiji has just said that when godbrothers fight or argue, it should be taken as clouds passing by. In other words, when clouds pass by, nobody notices it. So very insignificant. And then someone invited me up to Prabhupada's quarters, just a few feet across the courtyard. And in Prabhupada's room, anybody could go in at that time. Prabhupada sat back. There were just a bunch of hippies in his room. We were all hippies. And Prabhupada said, "This process is nothing that you or I have made up. It is very old and simple and sublime." Then he sat back and he said, "We are temporary. This body is temporary. Everything around us is temporary, but we are eternal." And then he invited me to come to the morning and evening program. He had morning program at 7 o'clock, some sorrow prayers, and then always the morning tune of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna. And then he'd speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. And then 1 month later, in November 19th, he began speaking on Chaitanya Charitamrita, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, chapter 20-22. And he would speak about the different incarnations. He would speak how Krishna is on his road show, traveling throughout the universes. And then he would speak about the love of Radha and Krishna. He would quote Radha Krishna Pranaya Vipati Vadini Shakti Asmat, how the love of Radha and Krishna is the highest manifestation of the Absolute Truth. And I remember after one class I asked him, because I thought that I'm a girl, Radharani is a girl, and Krishna is a boy, I asked him up in his quarters if it's all right to be jealous of Radharani. And he said, "No, you can only get to Krishna through Radharani." And then he was sitting in his courtyard here, just outside the temple, and he was sitting on a beach chair, that is those plastic chairs with the sewn. And all the devotees were coming up to him and he was patting everybody on the back, patting the girls on the head. And he said that, Krishna is very strict and Radharani is very nice. He said, "Even if I'm a nonsense, if I approach Radharani, then she will go to Krishna and say, 'I could never love you as much as this devotee, so please accept that devotee.' And because the devotee is recommended by Radharani, then Krishna must accept." So upstairs in his quarters, he performed all the initiation ceremonies. And I remember at my initiation, he was telling us about the chanting. And he said that the goal of chanting is that there should be tears falling from the eyes, shivering, hair standing on end, and this happens very easily unless there are offenses. And then he proceeded to list and explain the 10 offenses to the chanting. And this upstairs is also where Prabhupada performed his own personal puja on his small oval altar. And he would, every morning, he would offer dupārti and recite Om Agyanam Timarandasya in offering obeisances to his spiritual master. And in that same room, that room is called the altar room. That's where actually Srila Narayan Maharaj sent Prabhupada's first Radha Krishna deities. and they were worshipped up in those quarters. Srila Narayan Maharaj also sent the first two mridangas, kartals, and all of Prabhupada's books from Calcutta. Any of you who know about preserving books, you have to use this very toxic chemicals. So Srila Narayan Maharaj became ill in getting all of Prabhupada's books from Calcutta and mailing them here to New York so Srila Prabhupada could use them as references for his translations of the Gita and Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So in those quarters, we worshiped the first deities, and then in April, from January to April of 67, Prabhupada went to San Francisco, and when he came back, he brought with him the second Lord Jagannath deity of the movement. And Jagannath and Balaram came with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada personally put them up on their first altar, which was two brown chairs. And Prabhupada put his arms around Jagannath and Baladev and got them into their places like that, moved them with his arms. And then Subhadra came from San Francisco a couple of days later, and Prabhupada said, "She's late, just like a woman, but she's the most beautiful of the three." And then in April, Prabhupada continued his Chaitanya Charitamrita classes, and also he began his series of teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. He also instructed me to do these paintings that you see around the walls. This one of Radha and Krishna, he told me to copy from his very first canto Srimad Bhagavatam cover, which incidentally, when Prabhupada was printing those Bhagavatams in Delhi, Srila Narayan Maharaj was associating with Prabhupada. When Prabhupada was at that Radha Damodar temple, they would cook together, talk together, so many things. Maharaj explains that Prabhupada was wearing worn and torn cloth, and he gave Prabhupada his chatter to lie down on. They would make chapatis together and discuss Prabhupada's plans for coming to America. And then Prabhupada had me do this painting here in 1967 of Yashoda and Krishna. And he explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give what no other avatar or acharya ever gave before. That is, previously, the highest concept of God was as God is the Father, the order supplier. But here in this picture, it shows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something much higher, that one can become even the mother of God, the friend of God, the lover of God. And he explained that because he was cutting the jungles of Mayavad philosophy, he said, "We don't want to become one with God." And he pointed to that painting. And he said, "We want to become greater than God, so that God depends on us, just like Mother Yasoda." There were two rich Basi prints right over here. One of Krishna feeding globjimins to a calf, and the other, very beautiful, of Krishna sitting on the rock. And Prabhupada said on his Vyasasana right there, he said, "We are not interested." Vyasasana is not there, but there's a photo. I don't know if that photo can be taken off the wall above you. Or if it's attached, but Prabhupada's Vyasasana was right there, and this is a photo of Srila Prabhupada sitting on that Vyasasana with an oval picture of Radha and Krishna above him. That was taken in 1967 right here. So Prabhupada said, he was looking at those Vrijbasi prints, and he said, "We are not interested in going to Vaikuntha. We want to be with Krishna sitting on the rock in Vrindavan." So I don't want to take any more time because now I'll introduce Srila Narayan Maharaj, who himself has come from Vrindavan, just like Srila Prabhupada, to New York to glorify Prabhupada and continue his mission. He says continually that he came to the West for three reasons. The first reason is to go to all the holy places, particularly this holy place, where Prabhupada established temples, and take the dust from Prabhupada's feet, place that dust on his own head, bathe himself or abhishek himself with that dust so that he would get energy to continue Prabhupada's mission. So, yeah.
So I'll try to keep it within 2 minutes.
No problem.
So, for all the devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement worldwide, and all the preachers who come to the West particularly, this 26 Second Avenue is the yoga peak of Krishna consciousness in the Western world. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur, there is yoga peak where he first appeared. And from there, his pastimes and leaders are broadcast all over the world. So this was a big landing place for Swami Maharaj, for Srila Prabhupada. And he introduced that what became popularly known as Krishna consciousness. I'm seeing this very nice painting here, I assume by Jadarani of Kirtamashad. And underneath, at an angle, is Krishna. Of consciousness is with Srila Prabhupada. So, for Krishna consciousness necessitates the devotee, the participation of the devotee. How we will be Krishna conscious alone is impossible. So, our Sri Padma Raimars has come here actually by invitation of Srila Prabhupada. And that invitation was given long, long time ago. And in a very very happy and charming way, Maharaj has come here. Before we left Thompson Square Park, it gave him a piece of a tree that Srila Prabhupada chanted under and requested him take this back to Mathura. So it is indeed a holy place of pilgrimage. Maybe something like the Siddha Bakul tree in Jagannath Puri, where Acharya Haridas Thakur did his bhajan, chanting lakhs of names daily. Srila Prabhupada came out from Vrindavan, his rooms in Radha Damodar, made a tremendous sacrifice that most of us know well about. Our Srila Narayan Maharaj, he knows well about Srila Prabhupada also, his struggles here. And he knows him internally also. And two things I'll mention more. One is that once, when Swami Maharaj was questioned how difficult a place it is, where you've gone and how you've succeeded there, he replied by saying, "Well, I am a Calcutta boy." And anyone who has seen Calcutta knows that if you were trained in Calcutta, New York is, you know, no problem for you. And second thing is that Maharaj told yesterday that Srila Prabhupada requested him by his own hand to place him in Samadhi. And I had the fortune of being standing behind Maharaj when Srila Prabhupada requested that. Then he was... Actually, Srila Prabhupada requested him to sit on his bed. "Please sit here." Babaji Maharaj and others used to come to see Srila Prabhupada, who were directly his godbrothers, disciples of Saraswati Thakur. Especially Babaji Maharaj used to just jump onto Srila Prabhupada's bed, almost shocking us. He would just jump and sit next to Prabhupada, and they would talk in Bengali, and he would start to sing. So when Narayan Maharaj came to visit that day, Prabhupada asked him, "Please sit on my bed." But Maharaj declined. He would not sit on his bed. And he told Maharaj, "I cannot sit on your bed. You're my guru." I remember seeing Srila Prabhupada's face over his shoulder. Prabhupada was lying on the bed, and he looked at Narayan Maharaj and he said, "Yes, for a long time I know you are our relationship is like that. You are seeing like that, but I'm your guru." So of course that is Shiksha Guru, and there is much intimacy there. But it is a true thing that there is the external movement of the Vaishnava and the internal movement. And we know much about Srila Prabhupada externally, what he did. But what moved him internally to do all these things, in many cases, remains a great mystery. And it is in relation to the internal prospect that he requested Maharaj to personally place him in Samadhi. That is not an ordinary thing. It cannot be done by ordinary things, actually. And not simply because Maharaj has studied many books and knows many things and many appropriate mantras. That's also necessary. But because of the great intimacy which they shared together for many years. And I know that if Srila Prabhupada was here today to personally welcome Maharaj, he's welcoming him to all of you and us. he would be very happy to take him to Radha Govindaji Mandir, the darshan of Radha Govindaji. But unfortunately, there's not really the time for that.
Maybe that he used to cook for me, and in fact that he should take both.
Now you talk.
Mahaprasad.
So, apart from these rooms here, this is our Radha Damodar. Radha Damodar in Vrindavan is also a type of yogapeet, although it is not actually Rupa Goswami's temple, I believe. Govindaji is the official yogapeet. But there is special sweetness at Radha Damodar. And if you see the movements of Srila Prabhupada, he does not take any ordinary place for his residence. Harsh, you want to use the back? It's right here. All right. You're here every day?
We have programs most every day.
He lived near that, what is that temple, Gopal temple at first, near Keshigat. He tried for a long time to secure his rooms in Radha Damodar. At Delhi, he lived in a place called Chikiwada. At Chikiwada, there's the deities of Radha Krishna. They're there. And his struggles began there. He used to sometimes sleep in the doorway. I met many people in Delhi who assisted Srila Prabhupada in his Delhi struggles to print those Bhagavatams. He printed his Bhagavatams at a press. You know the name of that press? Radha Press. I found that press with great difficulty. The OK press, that was OK. That was for Bhakti Gaja. But to press the book of Bhagavatam, he chose Radha Press. He lived in, before that, Radha Smadik. Smadik it's called? In Jhansi, Radha Smadik. Not mistake, and not simply coincidentally either. But Srila Prabhupada did not speak much about his personal struggles and so many things. But he chose these things very expertly. And when I went to this Radha Press, which is over across the Yamuna River in Delhi, I saw that press. That day, there was one big Mayavadi at that press. Dongri Maharaj was there. So we had some words, and then I went in the press, and the press that printed the Bhagavatam is in the middle of the floor. It's quite neat and clean, surprising for a press in India. Very neat and clean. And all along the wall there are slokas at this press, and all Sanskrit and Hindi. So I'm not reading Sanskrit and Hindi. I'm a stupid fellow. So I'm looking at all these things. What is this? Oh, this is a sloka, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Then I look. One sloka was in English. That sloka was Trinadapi Samichena. It is spelled in English. So I asked this Sharmaji, whose press it was, who worked for Dalmia, the secretary for Mr. Dalmia. I asked him, well, why this sloka is in English? And he told, oh, your Guru Maharaj, he told, one sloka you must put here in English. And he told Trinadapi Samichena from Shikshastra by Mahaprabhu. So I thought, oh, that is very nice. Then later I heard from some of the godbrothers of our Srila Prabhupada in Gaudiya Math that they used to joke with him because he was a chemist. They would say, hey Babu, can you put some formula for Krishna consciousness into a bottle? Because he's making formulas. He told, yes, I have the formula. The difficulty is putting in the bottle. And then they said, you have the formula, what is that formula? And he told Trinadapi Samichena. Without humility, Krishna consciousness is only mental speculation or pandit knowledge and all these things. The crown jewel of the Vaishnava is humility. At that time also I discovered I was visiting the gentleman who owned the OK Press, and he's now a lawyer, but I visited his Delhi home in Old Delhi. And he gave me some very old books that Srila Prabhupada had published. Bhagavatam with black covers. Originally he printed red cover and black cover, and then made a choice. But then he gave me this one volume on black cover. So he was there, his wife was there, his daughter was there, who was now about that time about 29 years old or so. And at that time, that lady was just a baby, a few months old. And Srila Prabhupada used to come in and do so many things. Actually, he used to cook their lunch for them. And they would take the shot together. I saw one plaque on the wall. It said, I am servant of God. God will protect me. Why I should fear for anything? Or why I should worry? Worry or fear, I believe it's your name. I thought, that sounds familiar. So I asked, who has written this? They said, oh, daily, we were telling your Guru Maharaj, you don't have proper cloth, you don't have proper place to stay, you need to put money aside and get these things for yourself. Why do you go through all these difficulties? And he would say, I am servant of God. God will protect me. Therefore, why should fear for him? So he sacrificed everything, and on the way, he charmed everyone. Everyone that he met in this world. And came here and continued to charm the devotees, and his charm certainly continues in the world even to this day. So I myself feel very fortunate to know Sripada Narayan Maharaj on various levels. It was 1976 July we first met Patit Udarn, Patit Pavana. He found Maharaj's temple. He came to us in Vrindavan. He told, I have found the temple where Prabhupada took sannyas. And I have seen the photo. So I said, oh, take me there. I want to see this place. So we went there, and that was before remodeling. There was one like lotus in the center of the floor. So some brahmacharis there, they told, yes, your Swami Maharaj is taking sannyas here. So we went and put our head there. And then briefly we met Narayan Maharaj, and they kindly gave us this photo of Srila Prabhupada taking sannyas. That photo is everywhere, it is famous, it is dear to all. These things which are dear to us, which are connected to Srila Prabhupada, we must consider that by whose hand we get these things, those persons must also be dear to us. It is not simply Prabhupada came, he came. But he had backing, he had friends, he had people that he remembered. And Maharaj, as has been said many times through his American tour, he said the first mridanga. As soon as I heard he's coming to America, I thought, now he's come to play the mridanga. I didn't see him play with the fingers, but we're dancing, he's playing the mridanga. Go fast, he's telling go fast, go slow. So he's playing the mridanga. The Brihat Madanga, the preaching Madanga, the Sankirtan Madanga, the deities Madanga, and Peda. But I wonder, who got the Peda? No, he sent it, but who ate it? Only Prabhupada? He probably wouldn't remember. It was just a dark, round, mushy laddu. Laddu, not laddu. So Maharaj, now we'll hear something from you, please. Go, Premanandi. Man, is this false down?
Jnana Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaturun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindhabhyayvacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo mahabhadanya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratishe gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhakta Janam.
I am remembering
all the things when I met him, how I heard him, how my first meeting, how sannyas, how serving him, and last meeting, and I served him in Vrindavan. As if some riddles are going on. He was a very bosom friend of my Gurudev. He was a bona fide Guru Nishtha. You know Guru Nishtha? Always, internally, outwardly, serving his Holy Master. He has not anything to do for himself, only to carry the order of his Holy Master and to serve Radha Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When I compare my Gurudev and him, I realize that both were in the same platform. And they are really there. Tan, man and bachan means
body, mind,
and soul also was. They had offered in the lotus feet of that Holy Master. We offer ourselves in the lotus feet of our Holy Master, but we cannot do only by words or something, but only by Atma, by mind, we cannot do. But I have seen and I have realized for my Gurudev how he has served his Gurudev with his soul, mind, life and everything. It will be a very big history. So, like same, Swamiji has not come for any making money, for reputation, for any worldly things, that from India so many persons come to West for money, wealth, reputation, to be easy in their life, but he has not come for this. Only by the order of his Gurudev, Master, and to fulfill the orders of his bona fide spiritual Radha and Krishna conjugal. His Gurudev was most dearest beloved of Srimati Radhika. He had not told that I am the servant of Krishna. Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddham Saraswati Iti Namne Shri Varsh Bhanavi Devi Daitaya. So I think that Srimati Radhika has told to him that order this
your maid servant to go to world and to inspire all human beings, not human beings, but all the creatures and all living entity, they should come to me. There is no bhakti in Western countries. No bhakti. They don't know anything. They don't chant Krishna or Mahaprabhu. Always so much immersed in worldly gratification, sense gratifications. So you should go and help. So he can. His message was mission. The same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. I think that so many of disciples of Swamiji, they don't know all these things, that he has come for only for the same mission for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all were so near and dear. They were in their past lives, they were a praja, someone, Kaman Manjari, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada Srila Nayan Manjari, Srila Rup Goswami Rup Manjari, Sarup Damodar was Lalita, Vishakha was Rayaramana. So we see all these things. Their mission was to go to all the persons everywhere in the world and to make them pure devotees. You heard that slok? Be a pure devotee, will have to be. To take that the same bottle in which everything is formula is there. Tina dapi suni chena. Tarorapi sahisuna manina manadina kirtaniya sada. If you want to be a Vaishnava. We want to be a Vaishnava. But this slok is wall. If you are not falling, this slok. We cannot be pure devotee. But I am thinking now and realizing it that this slok has been oversighted now. Some devotees are doing against this. And he is saying this and he is so sad for this. So, we have not come here to take worldly knowledge. Now, you are going to colleges and everywhere to. What knowledge you will have from there? We don't know any knowledge. We want only bhakti yoga. By this, Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Aiva Kevalam, Kalau Naaste, Vanaaste, whatever. He has come to preach this thing. Anyone. No need of learning anything more. What knowledge? Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, every Tattva will come automatically by following Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna will manage. Name is more powerful than Krishna. I know him from very beginning. I think that most of you have not birth at that time. I met him in the end of 46 or beginning of 47. I think very few at that time you will have got there. And from there, I am serving him. I am known. At that time, anyone not to serve him, but I was. He used to meet me as like a friend, not a disciple, always. But I treated him like my Sikshaguru. And that is why when he was penniless, he was a straight figure, he came to me at Mathura.